Nesechtes Avei Dezara, Daf Hey, 10 lines from the top of Daf Hey Amud Aleph, and the Gemara previously brought a member of Rab Shmuel ben Achmani in the name of Rabbi Nissen, and the Gemara continues, Va'am Rab Shmuel ben Achmani, Am Rabbi Nissen, and once again Rab Shmuel ben Achmani taught us in the name of Rabbi Nissen that Kol Isa Mitzvah Achs Bilim Azeh, Mekad Masav Elechas Alfan of Loidim Abba, that if someone does a mitzvah in this world, then that mitzvah or the malach that was created by doing that mitzvah will escort the person into Ilim Abba, Shenem, and as the Pasuk in Yeshaya states, that your righteousness will escort you into Eilim Haba. And he continues, and if someone commits one Avera, then that Avera will wrap and attach himself to the person and will come with him into the Yom HaDin. And as the Pasuk states in Iyov, and Ayin Rashi, it will wrap him, Lashim Malbush, it's a Lashim of clothing, B'Shabbos, just like we learned to Masechet Shabbos, then one is allowed to wrap a baby on Shabbos. And the Gemara states, Rabbeleza says, Kshur by Kekelev, that Avera becomes attached to him and is tied to him just like a dog. And then, as the Pasuk in Pasuk Vayeshev, when it discusses the Maisa with Yosef and Eshes Potiphar, the Pasuk states, Vahikadabral Yosef Yaim Yaim, Leshama Elel, Lishkav Etzla Lias Ima, and Rabbeleza Dashin's Lishkav Etzla Ba'ilam Azeh, that he didn't listen to her and he didn't even lie with her in Ba'ilam Azeh, and Lias but if he would have done so, then he would have also been with her in Eilam Abba, as the Avera would be associated with him forever, and even Eilam Abba would be tied to him like a Kelev. And Rabbi Lezer learned this based on the fact that the Torah uses a double Lashon, and the Torah states, V'leishom Alel, Lishkav Etzla, and also states, Liyais Ima. Previously, the Gemara spoke about the Maisa Egal, and the Gemara continues, Omer Ish Lakish, Bo V'nachzik Tevel Avisenu, and we should be thankful for the Dar Midbar that would Oysa Egal, Shel Molei Hein Leichotu, as if they wouldn't have done the Maisa Egel and they didn't do that Avera, Anu Loi Bono Lo Ilam, then we would have never been born. Shenem, and as the Pasuk in Tehillim states, Ani Amati Elohim Atem Uvnei Elyon Kulchem, and I have said that after Matan Torah and prior to the Egel, Klal Yisrael will like Malachim and they will like the children of Hashem. And as Rashi states, Loi Bono Lo Ilam, Shehayu K'malachim V'lo Yelidu Banim, they would have been like Malachim and they wouldn't have had children. However, Chibatu Maseichem, by doing the Egel, you have now caused destruction to your ways. And that's why the next Pasuk in Tehillim states, Achein Kadim Tumusun, Ucha'achar Asun Tepailu, that you are now like a human being, and therefore you will die, and you won't live forever. But we also see that they're now like people, and therefore they will be able to have children. Gemara continues, L'meimra di Leichatu Le'avin Moldi, are you telling me that if Klai Yisrael would not have done the Chayta Egel, then they wouldn't have had children? V'aksiv, but the Pasuk in Neir tells us, V'atem Puravu, Shir Tzuba'aretz Uruvuva, certainly there's a mitzvah to have children. And the Gemara answers, Atzinai, that in the Chanami we would explain that Pasuk was only up until Sinai, but after Sinai there would no longer be a mitzvah of Puravu. However, the Gemara continues and asks, B'Sinai Nami Ksiv, that even after HaSinai, the Pasuk tells us in Veschanon, Lechem Olehem Shuv Lochem LaLechem, that Moshe Rabbeinu should go tell Klal Yisrael that they can now go back to their wives, and they can now have Bia, and they would also have children. However, the Gemara responds, L'Simchas Oino, that the only reason why HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to tell them, Shuv Lochem LaLechem, is because prior to Matan Torah, they had an Issa to have Bia with their wives, as the Pasuk states, Al Tikshu Al Isha, and therefore they now had to have a Hetah that they could have Bia, and the Bia was done, L'simchas Oyna Ba'alma, but in the Chanami, from that Bia, they wouldn't have had children, as they were on the level of Malachim. However, the Gemara continues and is, V'aksiv, but the previous Pasuk states, Mi'itein V'hoi L'vav M'zelahem L'yuraisi, V'lishmes Kol Mitzvaysai Kol Yomim L'mayin Yitav L'hem V'lubneim L'oilam, and therefore we see that they would have children, and the Gemara responds, in HaSinai, and in Hanami, this Pasuk is only referring to those people that were at HaSinai, and their children that were also there at HaSinai, and the Pasuk is not referring to any future children. The Gemara continues that how could Reish Lakish make this statement, but Reish Lakish himself stated, that what is the meaning of the Pasuk in Pasuk Reish that states, Zeh Sefer told this Adam, B'yayim Broya Lakim Adam, B'demusa Lakim Asa Yisai, and Reish Lakish is bothered, V'chi Sefer Ha'ilay L'Adam Rishayin, that Adam Rishayin have an actual Sefer, and Reish Lakish therefore explains, Milamid Shehar Le'akash Baruch L'Adam Rishayin, Dar Dar V'Darsha, Dar Dar V'Chachamav, Dar Dar Panasav. This teaches us that Kadosh Baruch Hu actually opened up the book of the entire world to Adam Rishayin, and he showed him all the future generations, and those that dash in the Torah, and all the future generations, and the Chachamim, as well as the future generations, and their leaders, and Kivin Shagil, Derisho Rekiva, Samach B'Torah Asayv, and Sassayv Mitzasay. And once Adam Rishayin saw the generation of Rabbi Kiva, he was very happy with all the Torah that Rabbi Kiva and his Talmidim learned. learned. However, he was distraught as to the terrible Misa of Rabbi Akiva, as we know the terrible story about the Misa of Rabbi Akiva, who was one of the Asura Rugen Malchus. And Amar, he said a pasuk into Hillel in Kapitel Kufla Mites, which speaks about Maisa Bereishis, and it speaks about the creation of Adam Rishon, and as the pasuk states, Achar V'Kedem Tziratani, and the pasuk also says, Golmi Roi Necha, and Adam Rishon stated, V'li Mayaku Re'echa Keol, that how precious are the thoughts of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as I can't understand the depth of the thoughts of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And once again, we see Gufa from Rish Lakish, that certainly there would have been Rabbi Kiva, therefore certainly the Dara Midbar would have had children. And in addition, V'am Rabbi Yesi, and Rabbi Yesi taught us, Im Ben David Ba, Ad Sheikhul Nisham Meshav Begov, Mashiach Ben David will not come until all the Neshamas that reside in a place called Gov are actually born. Sheneman, as the Pasuk in Yeshayah states, Ki Lo Ilo Ilo Me'arev, V'lo Ilo Netzach Aksayv, and will not be angry at Klai Yisrael forever, Ki Ruach Mufana Yatoiv, and Neshamas Ani Yesisi, as the Ruchais that already created a long time ago and currently reside in the Gov are holding back to Geula, as the only way that I could be Goyal Klai Yisrael is only once all these Neshamas are born. And Ayin Rashi, Ad Sheikhlu Neshamas Shebegov, Oitzi Yesh Ushmoy Gov, that there's a storehouse in Shemayim which is called Gov, Umi Bereishis Neitzu Kol Neshamas Hasidus Livolid, and Unasanam Lasham, and the Pasuk states, Ki Lo Ilo Ilo Me'arev, La'achaz Man Geula, V'lo Ilo Netzach Ekseif Milgoyal, Ki Ruach HaShelofon, and Neshamas Shebegov, Yatev. Rashi explains that the Lashon Yatev is a Lashon of a Ma'achar, and it's a Lashon of delaying, K'moy HaTufim Lavan, and the Pasuk in Pashas V'yetzi tells us that the latest sheep that will be born will belong to Lavan, and L'maisa we see that certainly there will be children born to Klai Yisrael after Matan Torah, as otherwise Mashiach will never be able to come. And the Gemara explains that Eina Chanami Rish Lakish did not mean to say that we would never have been born, and Rish Lakish meant to teach us that if those that were by Matan Torah did not actually do the Chet HaEgel, then they wouldn't have died forever. And therefore, as compared to the Dor HaMidbar, any future generations will be considered nothing. And as Rashi states, L'vishen Chayim Lo'ilam, the Chol Zman Shein Kayomim, Ein Anu Chashuvim Klum. The Gemara continues and asks another question on this version as to what Rish Lakish stated. The Gemara asks, L'meimur di Lechatu Le'ev Maisi, are you telling me that if the Dor HaMidbar wouldn't have done the Avera of the Egel, then they would have never died? V'aksiv Pashis Yevamais V'Pashis Nachlais, but the Maisi Torah speaks about the Pasha of Yevamais and the Pasha of Nachlais, and certainly that Pasha only pertains if someone dies, and even more so, the Pasuk actually states, Ish Kiyomus Ubein Einloi, and therefore we see that people would die. The Gemara answers, Al Tanai, that in a Chanami, those Pashas were only written on Tanai. In a Chanami, if the Yidden wouldn't have done the Maisa Egel, then the Pasha of Yevamo and the Pasha of Nachla wouldn't have applied. However, now that they did the Avera, therefore these Pashas are relevant. And the Gemara asks, Umiksiva Krei Al Tanai, and where do we find that the Torah mentions a Pasuk even though it's only Al Tanai? The Gemara answers, in that certainly we do find such a concept as the Hachi Amr of Shimon Malakish, as we saw in Daf Gimel Amud Aleph, the Reb Shimon Malakish taught us, Mai Dechsiv, that was the Pasuk mean in Pashas Bereishis when it states, Yom Hashishi, in regard to all of the other days, it states Yom Sheni and Yom Shlishi and Yom Revi, and doesn't say Hasheni, Hashlishi, and Haravi. And as we saw, Melamishis, Nakash Baruch, and Maisi Bereishis, Va'omar, and Mekavli Sol Satere Muta, Vimlav, Achse Eskon, Lotere Vavoyu, at the time of Maisi Bereishis, Nakash Baruch, made a tnai with all the Maisi Bereishis, and he stated that if Klai Yisrael would accept the Torah on Vav Sivan, then all will be good, and the world will continue. However, if Klai Yisrael doesn't accept the Torah on Vav Sinai, then the entire world will go back to Torah Vavayu. We explain the limud based on one pshat, Yom HaShishi with the Heyayidia refers to a special sixth day, which is Vav Sivan. However, some explain that the actual limud is from the fact that it says Yom HaShishi and the He is extra, so specifically HaKadosh Baruch Hu added extra He in the last day of creation to tell us that all that I just created is mitlotoloi in our acceptance of the Chamisha Chamisha Torah, which is represented by the He. And the Gemara continues that how could Rish Lakish state, if not for the fact that Klai Yisrael did the Maisa Egel, then they wouldn't have died? But Meisvel asked a question from the Braisa, as the Pasuk states in Veschanon, Miyitein v'hoi levom zel lehem liyuraisi, v'lishmas kol mitzvoisek kol ayomim l'man yitav lehem v'lomneim lo'ilam. And the Braisa explains that Kosh Baruch Hu stated, levatam mehel malacham avas yefshe shekvan nigzu gzera, that certainly I can't be mevatal no malacham avas, and certainly people have to die, as I already made gzera at the time of Adam Rishon, that people have to die. The Braisa tells us, Holy Kibli Yisrael Zatera, El Kajay Shalaytei Umo Veloshen Shalets Ben, that the schus that Klai Yisrael had by accepting the Torah, that no further nation will have any shlit on them. Shenem, and this is based on the end of the Pasuk that states, Leman Yitav Lohem Velevneim Lo'ilam. Therefore, we see that even immediately after Matan Torah, Klai Yisrael still would die, and there was never a time that Klai Yisrael would live forever. And the Gemara answers, Hudama Kaitana, that in a Chanami Rish Lakish argues on that Brisa, and he holds like the following Manda Omar, Tanyan, as we learned to Brisa, Rabbi Yisi Imel, the Kibli Yisrael Satira, El Kadesh Lehi Malchama Vishaluben, Rabbi Yisi teaches us that the Schus of Klai Yisrael, that they accepted the Torah, is that the Malachamavis would not be shared in them. And then, as the Pasuk states in Tehillim, referring to the time of after Matan Torah, that the Pasuk says, Adi Amati Elohim Atem Uvnei Elohim Kulchem, and Chabatim Asechem, then Ochein Kodim to Musan, and only after Klai Yisrael did the Maisa Egel, was there once again a possibility for Misa. However, the Gemara now is, on this member of Rabbi Yisi, the Rabbi Yisi Nami Yoksiv, the Hak Rabbi Yisi say this, is the Pasuk in Veschanan states, L'manit of Lehem V'lovneim Ad Eilam, and it's Mashma Toivu Dehavya, HaMisa Ika, now although after Matan Torah, Klai Yisrael was Zecha to Atava from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but certainly at that point, it was still Misa, and Amal Rabbi Yisi and Rabbi Yisi will respond, and when the Pasuk states, L'manit of Lehem V'lovneim Ad Eilam, in a Chanami, it teaches us that there was no Misa after Matan Torah, and Kim Lech Misa, in Lecha Toivu Gedei L'mizu, and since it was no longer Niknas Aleya Misa, then there's no greater Atava than that, and as we stated, Rabbi Yisi argues on a previous Brisa, and the Gemara continues and asks, V'tanakam Nami Yoksiv Achein Kodim Tumusan, the Lechayer, how could Tanakam state, that even after Matan Torah, Klai Yisrael continued to die, but it's Mashmur that only after the Maisa Egel did Klai Yisrael start dying, and as the Pasuk states, Achein Kodim Tumusan, that at this point they will die like regular people, and the Gemara responds, My Misa Anias, that in a Chanami, after Matan Torah, there wasn't going to be any Anias, however, as Rashi states, Mishichotu, but once they did the Maisa Egel, Sholtu Behen Amalchiris, Hamachalamis Memoinim, Kol Yoim, Behoy Lechol, and as the Gemara continues, the Amamar, and as we learned in the Brisa, Abor Chashuvim Kamesim, that the four that are considered like their dead, Elohein, Ani Sumo, Mitzuru, Mishain Lebanim, and therefore, when the Pasuk states, Achein Kadim Tumusan, that prior to that point, then they wouldn't have had Anias, but now that they did the Maisa Egel, then there would be struggles with Panasa, and there would be Anias, which is Chashuv Kamesa. As the Gemara continues, Ani, that how do we know that Ani is Chashuv Kamesa? As we know, when Moshe Rabbeinu went out into Mitzrayim, then Dustin and Aviram informed him to Pari that he killed an Egyptian, therefore Moshe was Muchtav Lamachos, because of that Maisa, Moshe Rabbeinu ran away to Midian, and ultimately he married Tzipora, and the Pasuk states, Vayoyel Moshe Lashavis HaSa'ish, and Moshe promised Israel that he wouldn't leave Midian, and the reason why Moshe made this promise is because he realized that he can't go back to Mitzrayim in any case, and then when HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted Moshe to go back to Mitzrayim, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, they now have a Pesach for Charata, and you could be Matan Neder, and as the Pasuk states, Vayoyel Moshe Lashavis The Gemara explains, and who are these people? Dasam Aviram, and the Gemara states, Mimesu, and the Dasam Aviram really die. Mehave Havu, as certainly they were still alive, and as we know, they were even part of Adas Kirach, and therefore the Gemara proves, El Shiyardim and Chaseim, it must be they were Chashav Kermes, because they lost their money, and they lost their prestigious positions, and Ayin Rashi, Dasam Aviram, the Omamar, and as the Gemara Mesach Zundarim teaches us, Kamakub Shinam Anitzim, and as the Pasuk states in Pasha Shmois, Rashi states, and these were the same Jews that informed Moshe to Parai. The Gemara continues, Sumar, and how do we know that Sumar is Chashav Kameis, the Chsiv, as the Pasuk in Eicha states, that was placed in a dark place, just like someone that was dead, and therefore we see that a Sumar is Chashav Kameis, and Mitzrayah, and how do we know that Mitzrayah is Chashav Kameis? Chsiv has been negated to Rasa Miriam, the Pasuk states in Pasha Baloischa, Al Nos, he Kameis, and we see that Mitzrayah is Chashav Kameis, and finally, Misha Inglon Bonim, that how do we know that someone that doesn't have children is Chashav Kameis? The Chsiv, as the Pasuk states in Pasha Baitse, that Rachel said to Yaakov, Havuli Bonim, Vim Ayin, Mesa Neichi. Before we continue, Ayin and Taisis of Mesechlis Nadorim and Afsamach Dalam Beis, who points out, when the Gemara stated, Abor Chashav Kameis, the Nafkamina, let me boil Lai Rachmi, and the Nafkamina would be if you could daven for these people. And Ayin and Taisis, the Diva Masal, El Shiyadim and Chaseim, and Taisis bothered, how do we know that Dozen Vaviram actually became poor, as maybe one of the other occurrences happened, and either they became a Suma, or they became a Tsurayim, or they didn't have children, and therefore they were Chashav Kameis? How do we have a Raya that Ani is Chashav Kameis? And Zak Taisis, the Lech Lemay Masumim Hayu, Dok Sib Badas Kerach, and as the Pasuk and Pashas Kerach, Benegir Dozen Vaviram states, Ha'ini Anoshim Ahim Tinakar, therefore clearly we see that they weren't blind, and therefore certainly they weren't Mitzrayim, if you asked that maybe they were blind and maybe they were Mitzrayim. However, at the time of Matan Torah, they were healed, and that's why at the time of Adas Kerach, they had sight and they were not Mitzrayim. However, Rashi explains that once Klai Yisrael did the Maisa Egel, that everyone went back to the original Mumin. He's continued, and you can't say that they didn't have children. As if so, why would that be a reason why Moshe Rabbeinu can now return to Mitzrayim? As Tais explained, the Bishvil Kach, and certainly that would not have diminished them in the eyes of the Melech. What would be the relevance of HaKadosh Baruch Hu telling this to Moshe? Tais continued, V'yesh Mefarshim, the Mashmal Yishiyodim and Chaseim, that's Mashmal that they lost the money, the Machas Kain, Einlan Koyach Ilhazik, that because they didn't have money and therefore they didn't have influence, therefore they didn't have the ability to be Mazik Moshe. Even if someone is a Suma or is a Mitzera or doesn't have children but they have money, then certainly they could still wield influence and they could still harm someone. Finally, Tais points out the Pasha Dekra Mari Beparai, that the Pasha says Pasuk is referring to Paro who died, Kedichsiv, and as the Pasuk states, by Yomus Melch Mitzrayim. And Agamor continues, Tarabana, we learned in the Braisa that the first Pasuk in Pasha Bechukosai states, in Bechukosai Teilechu, Vetsubisvesai Tishmeru Vasisim Oisam, the Braisa states, Ein Im El Loshin Tachnunim, that Kosh Baruch was pleading with Klai Yisrael that they should follow the Torah, and this way he could do good for them, Vechenu Oimen, as the Pasuk says in Tilim, Lu Ami Shemei Li Yisrael Bedrocha Yalechu, Kamada Yavei Machdiyam, Valtzereim Oshiv Yadi, that Kosh Baruch was pleading with Klai Yisrael, that Halvai you listen to me, and this way I could destroy your enemies, and I could do good for you, and Vaimen, the Pasuk in Yishaya also says, Lu Ekshaftel Mitzvaysai, that Halvai that you'd listen to my mitzvahs, this way I can be mated to you, by He can Horsh Lamecha, Vitzikoska Kagali Ayom. Next Pasuk continues, by He Kachoza Recha, Vitzetse Imeacha, Kemaisa of Layikaris, Vlayisham, Shmoy Mulfanai, and as Rashi states, Vichino Imel, Lu Ami Shemeli, Shakaj Baruch Mischanel of Neim, Shishmur Satira, that Kaj Baruch pleads with Klai Yisrael to keep the Torah, and the Lashon of Lu Ami, Hainu Trina, that is Bakasha, Kemoy, just like we find in Pasha Vayitze, Hain, Lu Yehi, Kidverecha. And the Gemara continues, Tanarabanan, that we learned to the Braisa, and we will dash in the Pasuk that we already mentioned from Pasha Vaschanon, as the Pasuk states, Meitain Bahilavam Zelahem, Amalam Meshli Yisrael, Kafui Teva, Bene Kafui Teva, that you are Kafui Teva, and you are children of Kafui Teva. And as the Gemara explains, Bishasha Amakaj Baruch Yisrael, Meitain Bahilavam Zelahem, that when Akaj Baruch Hu said to Klai Yisrael after Matan Torah, who will make it happen that Klai Yisrael will keep the Torah and they'll never go away from the Torah. And therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu tells Klai Yisrael in Pasuk Vaschanon that Hoy Lehem Leima Ten Ata, that Klai Yisrael should have responded to Akaj Baruch Hu, that you have the power to make sure that we don't do Averis and we should keep the Torah and you should be the one to do so. And Tais explained, Lekach Karim Kafui Teva, Shalei Ratzel Leima Atatain, Lefi Shalei Ratzel Hachzalei Teva Bekach, as they didn't want to be obligated to Akaj Baruch Hu, they didn't want to owe him any favors and they didn't want to be indebted to him. And the Braisa continues, Kafui Teva, in addition that we see that Klai Yisrael was Kafui Teva, Siv, and as the Pasuk states in Pashas Chukas, Vayidaba Om Balikim Uva Moshe, Lama Lusum Mitzayim, Lamas Pamidba, Kiin Lechame Mayim, and Avshenu Kotza Balechem Aklekel, and Klai Yisrael were Kafui Teva on the great needs that Kosh Baruch Hu made for them, that they received money the entire time that they were in the Midbar. And we continue on Daf Heim and Beis, Bnei Kafui Teva, and you are the descendants of a great Kafui Teva, Yichsiv, and as the Pasuk states in Pashas Bereishis, after the Chet of the Eitz Hadas, Vayomer Adam, Ha'isha Shenasati Imodi, He Nasli Min Eitz, Va'oichel, and as Rashi states, as Shenasati Imodi, Loshen Gnayu, Shetoyla Kilkul Bimat Nasi Shomokoim, Vuasa Le'ila Ezer, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu really gave Chava to Adam Rishon as an Ezer and as a good thing, and Adam Rishon was Mishalim Ra, Kineged Teva. The Gemara continues that we previously stated that at the time that HaKadosh Baruch Hu stated, Miyitein Vahilavavim Zelahem, Klai Yisrael should have responded, Ten Ata, and as Rabbeinu Chananel states, Taimru, that they should have stated, Ata Ribayim Kala Ilam, Ten Lana Leiv, Liyur HaShemecha. And our Gemara continues, Af Meish Rabbeinu, Lei Ramz Lan Yisrael, Al Achavim Shana, that even Meish Rabbeinu did not understand that this was a time that HaKadosh Baruch Hu would have on Klai Yisrael. Even Moshe Rabbeinu only understood this and gave Musa to Klai Yisrael after 40 years, as Shineman, as the Pasuk in Itzavim, at the end of 40 years in the Midbar states, Va'ilich Eschem Abayim Shana Ba'midbar, Le'volu Salmo Seichem Aleichem, and Menalcha Le'bolsem Al Reglecha. And we see that this was at the end of 40 years in the Midbar, and Viksiv, and the prior Pasuk states, V'le'nosna Hashem L'chem Le'vodas, V'e'naim Lirais, V'e'naim L'shmoya Ada Yom Azeh, and as Rashi states, that this was only stated in Mishnah Torah Ba'avis Moyev, and Omer Lehem Le'nosna L'chem Le'vodas, Shetiyu Yoidim Lishol Ma'hoya Kosh Baruch Hu Mevakish Mechem, and Alma Af Meish Rabbeinu Le'niska Losis Alibay Dovizeh Ad Mem Shana. And it's interesting that at that point, not only did Meish Moshe Rabbeinu give them Musa that they didn't ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he should give them Yiras Hashem, but he also gave them Tichacha regarding the Lechem HaKleikol, and as the Pasuk continued, Lechem Le'echaltem V'yayim V'sheich Alei Shishisem L'man Teidu Ki Ani Hashem Alekeichem. The Gemara tells us, Amar Rabbo, Asama Geris, Amar Rava, Shema Mino, that we see from here, that like Koy Inish Adaitid Rabbe Adabon Shnin, that even Moshe Rabbeinu, that was on such a high madrega, he wasn't able to understand the exact words of HaKadosh Baruch Hu until after he was learning from HaKadosh Baruch Hu for 40 years. And Ayin Tap Rashi, Blechem HaKleikol, Kal Hu Amon, that the mon is called Kleikol because it's not substantial, and we pray Shayin Nivl B'chol Yvrayan, Ve'in and Yoitzin Chutz, Karu Kilkol, V'ranu Al-Kach, that since the mon did not leave any waste, and no one had to go to the bathroom in the Midbar, and Klai Yisrael even complained about this, and they stated that the mon was not substantial, and that's the reason why they wouldn't have to go to the bathroom, and exactly the opposite was true, as V'hi Haislam Teve G'deyla, Shalai Yitzvich L'Treich, V'latzei Shalosh Pasayis, L'Fanayis, Yitanyan, as we learned in Mesechus Brachayis, K'shei Niftin, E Niftin, Leilu Tzideim, V'leilu Fneim, El Achrein, U'mach Nisol, Gim Pasayis Haya. Gemara continues, Om Rabbi Yechim, Mishun Rabbana, Maidich Siv, that what is Pshan, the Pasuk in Yishai that states, Ashrechim Zeri Al Kolmoyim, Mishalchi Regal, Ashor V'achamar, he explains, Ashrei Yisrael, Klai Yisrael is so fortunate, Bizman Sha'iskim B'Tayra V'Gmilis Chasadim, Yitzrim Masu B'Yodam, and when they're Isik in Tayra and Gmilis Chasad, then the Yitzahara is given over in their hands, Be'in Heim, Mishun B'Yad Yitzrim, and they are not given over in the hands of the Yitzahara. As the Gemara explains, Shinem, and as the Pasuk stated, Ashrechim Zeri Al Kolmayim, that Klai Yisrael is fortunate, as they have Zriya, and they have Mayim, as Be'in Zriya and Tzedakah, as the Lashon Zriya refers to Tzedakah, Shinem, and as the Pasuk in Yishaya states, Zero Lechem Letzedakah, Kitzu Lefi Chosed, Be'in Mayim El Torah, and as we know that Mayim refers to Torah, Shinem, and as the Pasuk in Yishaya states, Hoy Kol Tzomei L'chul Mayim, if someone learns Torah, and he does Gemilas Chasadim, then as Rashi explains the end of the Pasuk, that Mishachi Regal Ashar V'Chamar, Mishachim Ashlichim Ragli Yitzahara, Habola Adam Me'aleim, and that will remove the regal of the Yitzahara from a person that comes to a person on his own, and regal refers to someone that travels, and as Rashi states, Yitzahara Kari Oyach, Yidichsiv, and as the Pasuk in Shmuel Bey states, Vayova Hilech Le'isha Asher, and the Gemara continues and brings another drasha relevant to the end of this Pasuk, as the Pasuk stated, Mishachi Regal Ashar V'Chamar, and Tund Ve'Elyo, and the Yeshiva of Elyo, they taught, La'ilum Yosem Adam Atzmel Devei Torah, that a person should dedicate himself completely to Torah, Shar La'il V'Chacham Olam Asoi, similar to an ox attached to a yoke, and similar to a donkey that's carrying a package. Some agurius in Rashi, Mishachi Regel, Miyagayin Es Ragleim, Me'ir Le'ir, Alulim Torah, that this refers to someone that burdens himself by traveling in order to learn Torah. Gemara continues and quotes our Mishnah, Lefnei Yedein, Shalei V'Chavim, Shalei Shiyamim, Asa Lassis V'Lassim Mayan, and the Gemara is, Umi Be'in Hankula Hai, and why would this did apply to 3 days, if L'Chayr should only apply to 1 day before their Chaga? And as Rashi states, Umi Be'in Hankula Hai, the Nechish, the Zavon Le'i V'Chavim, Lehai Behem, Le'Tzerach Yom Edoi, Gimel Yom Kain L'Chayn, why would we be concerned that a guy will buy this animal 3 days before their Chaga in order to shech for the Avodah Zarah? And the Gemara is, Vatnam, but we learned in the Mishnah Masechtas Chulin, L'Gabi the Issa of Oisev Es Benoi, which really refers to shechting a mother and its child. Mishnah teaches us, Ba'bo Prokim Mishonah, Hamech Behem El Chaveir, Tzarech La'idia, Ima Mechati Lishchait, Bita Mechati Lishchait, that if 4 times during the year, then someone that's selling an animal to his friend has to be Medea to his friend, that he should know that I already sold its mother to someone else today, or I sold its child today to someone else, and therefore you'll have a problem of shechting this animal based on the Issa of Oisev Es Benoi, and the likelihood is that the first person that bought that animal actually going to shech this animal today. As Rashi states, Behani Dalar Prokim, Machzakin Le Le'inish, Techom Adazov Behema, Shachle B'yomei, the Mishnah states, Ve'ilu Hain, and these are the 4 days, Erev Yontav Achron Shechag, Erev Yontav Shmini Atzeres, Erev Yontav Rishon Shel Pesach, Erev the first days of Pesach, Ve'erev Atzeres, and Erev Shavuos, Ve'erev Rosh Hashanah, and Erev Rosh Hashanah, Uchadiv Rabbi Yisrael Lili, Af Erev Yom Kippur and Golol, and according to Rabbi Yisrael Lili, even when selling someone an animal on Erev Yom Kippur and Golol, and as Rashi states, Ve'ilu Yomim, Yeshu Blei Basa, V'Kreina Kol, then all these days, it's Yeshu without having Basa, and as we know, in Simcha Elu Basa V'Yayin, anyone that is buying an animal for Shechita will shech that animal on that same day. And Lemaisa, we see that this Chash is only Erev Yontiv itself, and not 3 days before Yontiv. Why would a Mishnah state this din even 3 days before the Chaga? The Gemara answers, Hasan L'Achila Sagi B'Chad Yoma, that since the Mishnah Masechtas Chulin is discussing someone's own personal Achila, so therefore all they required is 1 day. But Hachat L'Akrava Be'in and Tlasi Yomi, however, when Goyim were looking for an animal in order to bring it for the Avodah Zarah, then they would begin buying buying animals 3 days before the chagah. Ein Rabbeinu Chanan al Pakinon Gabi Yontiv Shalonu La'achil Shalom La'atzmai Hu Dekozovin Sogile B'chad Yoma But Hachad La'krav La'avid Iskachovin Boyle Meichim Mekameit Lasi Yomin. And the Gemara continues that you just stated that since the goyim are buying these behemoths in order to be makrifit for the Avodah Zarah, therefore this issa applies for 3 days before the chagah. And the Gemara now is La'krav Sogile B'tlasi Yomi. That how can you say that if you're buying an animal for akrava, then all you need is 3 days. But Tani, what we learned to the Braisa, Shalom Bilchas HaPesach, Kedem Pesach, Shloshim Yoyim, that we start learning Hilchas HaPesach 30 days before Pesach, and the reason is because people should realize that Pesach is coming, and they should start looking for their current Pesach. And Rav Shimon Gamliel, Oymeh, Shtei Shabbosais, and even Rav Shimon Gamliel, that argues on the Tanakhama, he still holds that we have to learn Hilchas Pesach 2 weeks before Pesach, and why did Chum only make this Issa 3 days before the Chagah? The Gemara explains, Ananda Shchichim Mumim, the Pasli, Afilu Bedukin Shabayin, Be'inan Tlasin Yomin, that since the Mumim that Pasl Korban for Klai Yisrael is even if it has a small Mum, and even if it has cataracts, or it has a cut on its eyelid, and therefore, in order to find a behemoth that's Roya for the Beis Hamikdash, so Klai Yisrael needs 30 days, but since the only Mum that passels for a guy is only if the animal is missing a limb, then certainly it's much easier to find a proper behemoth to be Makriv Tavay Dezara, therefore the Issa only applies for 3 days. And the Gemara explains the Amar Beleza, and Israel Beleza taught us, and how do we know that the only behemoth that is possible for Ben Noyach to bring on a Mizbeach is only a Mechusa Iver and not if it has any other Mumin? And as the Pasuk tells us in Pashas Noyach, and we know that the reason why HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Noyach to take 7 pairs of behemoth Torah is in order to bring Kabbanis from them. And since the Pasuk tells us, so Amr Torah, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Noyach, Havei Behema Shechayin Rashi Avarim Shalah, to make sure that you bring into the Teva only those animals that have all of its limbs, as if it wouldn't have its limb, then it would be a Balmum, and it would be also to bring that as a carbon. The Gemara continues and asks, we need the words of Mikol HaChai in order to teach us that a Trefa is not royal in Mizbeach. However, the Gemara explains, Trefa Melichia Zeranafka, that the din that a Trefa is not royal in Mizbeach, we actually learn from a different Pasuk in Pashas Noach, as the Pasuk states, Gam Ma'if HaShemayim Shiva Shiva Zachu Nekeva L'chai Yezera Pnei Kol Aretz. Now, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Noach that the reason why I want you to bring these animals into the Teva is in order to make sure that there's a Kiyum of the Briyas after the Mabel, and the Mice we know that Trefa can't give birth, and therefore Noach was not allowed to bring a Trefa into the Teva. And the Gemara continues, Hanich L'mad Da'ama Trefa in Yoledes, that certainly this Teretz makes sense according to the Mad Da'ama that hold that a Trefa does not give birth. And we continue on Da'vavim Aleph El L'mad Da'ama Trefa Yoledes Ma'ik L'mema, but according to the Mad Da'ama that hold that a Trefa can give birth, so certainly we cannot learn that a Trefa cannot come into the Teva, by extension that a Trefa could not be brought onto Mizbeach from the Pasuk of Melechai Yezer Al Plei Chol Aretz. And the Gemara answers the Amar Kra that the Pasuk of Pashas Neach states, and Mikol Achai, Mikol Basa, Shnai Mikol, Tavel Al Tevel, Hachiz Itach, Zachu Nekeva Yiu, and we learn out, Itach, B'day Melecha, that they should be similar to you, just like Noach wasn't a Trefa, and therefore these behemoths could not be Trefas either. Even according to this Manda Amar, we could learn from the Pasuk of Mikol Achai, Amar Tera, Havei Behema, Shechai, and Rashi Avarim Shalah. However, the Gemara is, V'dumel Noach Gufei Trefa Hava, that maybe Noach himself was a Trefa, and therefore how can you learn from the word Itach, B'day Melecha, that the animals were not Trefas, as it could be that Noach himself was a Trefa? And the Gemara answers, Tom Tzibay, that the Pasuk states, Eel told us Noach, Noach is Tzadik, Tom Hoya B'day Reisav, as Elikim and Salach Noach, and therefore we see that he was complete, and Noach wasn't a Trefa. And the Gemara is, V'dilma Tom B'drachav Hoya, maybe when the Torah tells us that Noach was Tomim, it means he was Tom B'drachav, and as Rashi states at Tapet Amid, Ono V'shvav Ruach, and the Gemara answers, Tzadik Tzibay, that already tells us that Noach was a Tzadik, and therefore the word Tomim must be telling us that he wasn't a Trefa. However, the Gemara continues and asks that maybe Noach was a Trefa, and Dilma Tom B'drachav, and Tzadik B'maisav Hava, and when the Torah tells us Tomim, it refers to Drachav, and when the Torah tells us that Noach was a Tzadik, it refers to his Maisim, and as Rashi states, B'lei Chamos. Finally, the Gemara responds that we don't need an actual Pasuk to teach us that Noach was not a Trefa, as Lo Yisakadaitach, the Noach Gufei Trefa Havai, as it's impossible to have Avmina, that Noach himself was a Trefa, the Yisakadaitach, the Noach Trefa Hava, Omle Erchmona Kavosich Ayol, Shlom Lo Yitayol, and how could it be that Kosh Baruch will tell Noach to make sure to take Behemoths that are similar to you, as if Noach was a Trefa, then really what HaKadosh Baruch was telling him is you have to make sure that every Behemoth is a Trefa, and certainly it wouldn't make sense that HaKadosh Baruch would say that Noach shouldn't bring a Shalem into the the teva. Therefore, from the word itach, we learn now b'dayim lecha, and Noach couldn't bring a treifa into the teva, and therefore we're able to learn from the words of Mikol Achai that it's also for ben Noach to be makarav on mizbeach and mechusa eiver. And Ayin Rashi at the bottom of daf hey and rabbi, diva maskel the asal ben Noach lahakru l'gavoya. And now that we know that it's also for ben Noach to be makarav mechusa eiver for Hakadosh Baruch Hu, v'dumi the kabbana shenogu aviseim l'shemayim hey Noach and lavidis kechav mishalen. And since the ben Noach always had a halacha that they couldn't be makarav mechusa eiver on a mizbeach when doing so for Hakadosh Baruch Hu, therefore when they started serving avodah zarah, also retained this idea they wouldn't be makar of an animal to avodah zarah if it was a mechusa eiver. Gemara now continues b'hashad nafkalei mi'itach, and now that we learned the din of treifa from the word itach, so l'chayah zera lomali, so why did Torah state the words l'chayah zera? Gemara explains that imi itach havamina l'tzavta ba'alma, as if the Torah would only say the word itach, then we may have thought that the reason why Kadosh Baruch Hu told Noach to take these animals into the teva was in order for Noach to have company in the teva for the entire year. Therefore, if an animal would be a treifa, then the animal would die within the year, and they wouldn't be able to be company for Noach. And maybe that's the only reason why Kadosh Baruch Hu told Noach to make sure that these animals weren't treifas. Therefore, vafilu zokin vafilu saris, as long as this animal is not a treifa, then even if the animal is older or it's a saris and therefore can never have children, possibly Noach was allowed to take those animals into the teva. Therefore, kasrach mano l'chay zera, and therefore the Torah tells us that the reason why Kadosh Baruch Hu told Noach to take these animals into the teva was in order to have kiyum ha'ilam. Therefore, Noach was not able to take into the teva zaken or saris, since they are not ready to give birth. Therefore, they couldn't bring them into the teva, as they wouldn't be able to help with repopulating the world after the mabul. And before we end, let us go back and discuss many points. As the Gemara stated that neshamas are in a place called Guf, and Rashi Masechta Zevamah states that this is a pagid shechaitzes bein shechina l'malachim v'sham ruchas and neshamas and sunais shenivu m'sheshet b'rebreishes hasidusli nasim begufim hasidusli baris. The Gemara brought a pasuk of keruach melefana yatev, and Rashi states haruchas shelefana shegazati lius neildim koydim yatev ma'akev zagula dekra begulaksiv ki leila ilum arav leila netzach ekzayv. And Hakadosh Baruch Hu states that the neshamas that already made during the time m'sheshet b'rebreishes, they are holding me back and is delaying the gula. That the word ruach is referring to Mashiach, as the pasuk in Eicha states, ruach apenu Mashiach Hashem. Ha-Mashiach milfana ya'achar, that even though Mashiach is ready to come, it will be delayed. Kamoya tufum lovan al yidin shomish lasher asisi, as we explained. And ayin teizit diu maskal in ben David ba at shiichlu neshamish abegov, where teizit ba the v'ntaymar mikol melkim yichlu al yidei adichav mashiyu melidin. Even if Klai Yisrael wouldn't have had children after Maimon HaSinai, but the Goyim would have had children, and Mashiach could have come. And Taisus points out, the Neshamas of Klai Yisrael and the Neshamas of Goy do not come from the same space. And Taisus continues and is bothered that if all the Neshamas will be born before Mashiach, then why does the Gemara Masechta Shabbos tell us, "Asi the Ishish Tetel B'chol Yom Limeitz Mashiach"? And Taisus answers, "Shemi Yishleima Guf Chodesh and Neshamas Chadash Yisiyu." That possibly after Mashiach comes, there will be a new Guf and new Neshamas. And also, Ayin and Taisus at the top of Daf Heim and Aleph, where Taisus is bothered that according to Havmin the Gemara, Rish Lakish stated, "Shel Moli Lechatu Leibanu Leilam." If Bnei Yisrael did not do the Ma'ase Egel, then no future children would have been born. And Taisus is bothered that why is that bothering Rish Lakish? If we know the Gemara tells us in Masechtas Irvin, "Nimnu V'Garmu Neich LeAdam Shloi Nivra." However, Zok Taisus Haynu B'Tchilas LeDasai Shein Yidu Ma'ayeh B'Seifai Avkshu Tzadik Ashra V'Ashrei Adosh U'B'Teichai. Therefore, certainly there is a benefit to being born. And Taisus continues, "V'Oyd LeMaskana D'Chamish LeBanu Leilam Asi Shapir." But according to the Maskanas of Gemara, that Rish Lakish just meant that although certainly we will be born, but since those that were by Hasinai will not die, therefore we're not going to be Nechshav Klum, then certainly my question is not Shver. And let us see the Balam Tesis on Daf Heim and Aleph, Diva Maskal Adabon Shnin Lekoy Inish, Pirish Rashi Shap Mesha Le Niskar, and therefore Tesis is Bim Taima, I might cause Mesha Le Yisrael, Halei Gam Hule Niskar, that Mesha Rabbeinu himself didn't know this din and didn't understand this from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Tesis explains, Vishleima, Shalafish Hule Yitzarach Letfilazu, Le Nasan Lev, Ad Mem Shana, De Kama Dai Te Rabbe, Avi Sol Shay Tzrich Letfilazu, Hoylem Lisbain and Moise Shah, Trekva Chotu Be'egel and Raglim, as they already saw that they needed Siat Shemaya, and they should have asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu to help them, that they shouldn't do further Averis. And Taz continues, Reperish, and Moshe Lehikbet Aleim, Al Dovazer, Ad Mem Shana, Ki Yisava, Dul Sev Mem Shana, Yam Dal Das Kainim, Ve Yemu Atatain, Ve Lehi Bedaite Shem Minichan Lema Yisai Meshum Kfiyas Taiva. However, Av shana, but once it was ready after 40 years, and only then did Moshe Rabbeinu give them Musa. And the fizeh, when Rabbi stated Shema Midol like Inishadait Rabbi Ada Bon Shnin, is not going back on Moshe Rabbeinu, but it's actually going back on Klal Yisrael. And the Gemara in Daf Hayom Beis brought a Mishnah from Maseches Chulin of Baba Prokem Mishana Meicha Bei Mechaver Tzarich Ladia Ima Mechate Lishchait Bita Mechate Lishchait. And Rashi explains Erev Yontav Achon Shilchag Mepnei Shu Yoyim Hashlam Is Kabbonis Chag the Tnan. And as we learn in the Mishnah, Biyontav Rishon Chayiv Vahilu Kolarega Kuloi Biyontav Achon Shilchag. Therefore, people would shech behemos specifically for the second days of Yontav and for Shmini Atzeres. Similarly, of Erev Yontav Rishon Shil Pesach Mishum De Pesach Nechal Al Seva Kedekayim Alon BePsachim. And Erev Atzeres Mishum Shalom Chagiga and some Agurus VaAfagav Dekayim Alon Sheish Le Teshulim Kol Shiva. However, certainly they bring their carbon right before Shavuos Mishum Simcha. And our guess in Rashi is Mishum Shalom Chagiga VaIlus Ria. And Rashi continues VaErev Rosh Hashana Pnei Shu Rosh Hashana VYontiv Oisav BeSimcha. And finally, the Gemara stated Chediv Rabbi Yisaglili Af Erev Yom Kippurim BeGalul. And Rashi explains that since the Gemara teaches us that Kol Eichel B'Tisha Keilu Isana Chi VaAsiri, therefore there was a need for animals. And as Rashi states UBeGalul HaRegilu How BeSimcha Yisa Ayin Shom Ayin Taisis Dima Masal Erev Yontiv Achron Shilchag, where Taisis bothered Hadlei Nakad Erev Yontiv Rishon Shilchag. And why did the Mishnah also state that this din would apply to Erev Yontiv Rishon of Sukkis? And he explains Lefi Sheim Terudim Mitzvahs Lula B'Sukkah Ve'in Lam Pnai L'Habes B'Sudais. This is very similar to what the Torah states Negei Rishon Hu Lachem L'Chesh Ben Havaynais. And Taisis continued V'yesh Ben Farshim B'Hanach Haba Prokim Taim Rab Ispu As Yontiv Achron Shilchag Lefi Shu Yontiv B'Fnei Atzmai V'Cholak Mishal Fonov. Therefore Tiknu L'Habes B'Sudais Mashenke B'Shvi Shal Pesach, since it's not a Yontiv B'Fnei Atzmai. And Taisis continues V'Gam HaKabonin Shal B'Shmiri Hoyu B'Shvi Yisrael V'Chol HaChag Hoyim Akrivim Negel HaEvdi Chavim. And therefore we will marb B'Simcha on Shmini Atzeres. And Taisis continues V'Erev Pesach L'Fishu Yom Gula V'Yitzir L'Chiris V'Atzeres K'Namir M'Perek Eil Dvarim HaKol Moidim B'Atzeres V'in Onam Elochem V'Roshonim P'Teshu T'chilis HaShona Marb B'Sudais L'Asi Simin Yofo and the Kamin Yonim O'Isim B'Yil Simin Yofo, as we will learn in Mesechtes Harius and Mesechtes Krisais. And the Gemara brought a Brisa Shalom Bichus HaPesach Kainam HaPesach Shleishim Yoyim. And Rabbeinu Chananel states V'kayim lo n'maskiyun lo l'Yisrael K'dei she'azminu k'ben se'en l'mayid. And that's why the Gemara asks this question from this Brisa. And Ayin Tesis who points out V'afal pishu gam ato she'en karbin Shalom Bichus HaPesach Kainam Lamed Yoyim Mikol mokam ikah takona ala karbin iskana K'na amatayim perakamad p'sachim Shrei novi oyim pesach rishoyin U'mazi al pesach sheni. And we will stop over here.